Another thing to think of, even if you get something vegan from a fast food restaurant, something like French fries, basically that's oil plus a starchy carb. That's not a great combo. Hi, welcome back to another glorious episode of Circe Health Pod. Today we are in, if you've seen our preview, our trailer, in fact, you will see visually that we are in beautiful Ontario, Canada, enjoying the lovely weather and the lovely greenery here. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about today, but we thought it's just worth mentioning. But in getting back to what we're actually talking about today, we're going to give you kind of a general overview of weight loss simply by changing your lifestyle, making relatively easy changes in certain aspects of your life can actually have huge and long-lasting impacts. So we'll talk about that kind of in general principles today, and then in following podcasts, we'll get into more gory details of all the specifics. So we've actually decided to split this episode into two parts. Get ready for part one.
Okay. So I want to mention something, and that is there are some things that we'll be talking about the greatest impact something can have on your weight loss, and that's going to come at the end of the podcast. So please continue listening, because there are, I think, at least last count, about 8 or 9 tips minimum, right, in this podcast. So I'm hoping that you pick up a few of them and start implementing in your lives. So let's start with the first one. The first one is people always say, oh, you're eating a lot, you know, you're going to gain weight and so on. How much truth is there to that statement? Like, oh, I mean, you know, you're eating too much.
Yeah. Well, first of all, that's not very kind. So, don't say that to others. And if someone says that to you, please call them out, but that's a podcast for another day. It's really not about, surprisingly, the quantity of food you eat, believe it or not, and we'll explain why in a little bit. It's more about the quality of what you're eating. And a huge factor in that is eating plant-based foods and whole foods. So we'll talk about that shortly, but it's really about the quantity, not the quality. So don't let someone tell you, oh my gosh, you're eating a massive amount of cucumbers, you're going to put on weight. That is absolutely not true, actually. Quantity over quality.
So that's actually a big hint you just gave the listeners about the cucumber part, right? So it's very important to know what you're eating. So you can eat massive amounts of the food that we'll be describing, some of the foods that we'll be describing, so you should be fine. We talked about how much you're eating. So what about when we eat? I mean, eating constantly versus intermittently, like, you know, during lunchtime, during dinner time, and so on. How important is that? Can we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, I think, in medical school, we were taught that you should eat like a bird and eat throughout the day, small amounts frequently. But believe it or not, that's not ideal. Of course, it is ideal in some medical conditions, so always check with your doctor before starting any new diet or, you know, we hate to call it diet, right? So any new lifestyle change or change in your habits, always talk to your doctor first. But anyway, in an ideal world, eating like they used to do back in the day, 3 meals a day and maybe a snack in between, is actually what your body is supposed to do and how your body thrives. So this, I'll get more into detail about this closer to the end, but the period when your body is resting, when it's actually fasting, is when your body repairs itself, reduces inflammation, overall increases your metabolism, which aids in weight loss later on. So eat something, rest, go for a walk, drink water throughout the day. That doesn't matter. But always keep in mind, don't constantly snack. That's not good for you in the long run. Again, most people.
So I'm going to get a little technical here, if you don't mind. And because our listeners are fairly astute, so they'll know this. When you eat, when you think about eating or you think about food, your insulin level goes up. Okay, so for example, when you're having diet soda, that's a different topic right now. But I just want to mention that, you know, if you think about diet soda, your insulin level has gone up. So therefore, diet sodas don't work. Topic for another discussion, later discussion. However, you either you think about eating or you start eating, your insulin level goes up. We have a bunch of videos on that, on diabetes and insulin and so on. But one thing I want to, you know, mention here is that the minute you start your insulin, you start allowing your insulin to start going up, your fat reserves clamp down. They will not come out. So in other words, your fat metabolism or fat consumption in your body stops. So the best way to do that, is to not have a high insulin level in your body. So if you eat constantly, your insulin level in your body remains fairly high level. So therefore this, you know, intermittently eating is actually very good for you. So eat, you know, in the afternoon, have a light snack in the evening, and then in the night have a light dinner. That is the best ideal way to have food. But I think there are some big hints coming up at the end of this podcast about the time period. So please watch out for that.
One way to remember the whole insulin thing is, if I think most people relate insulin with diabetes and blood sugar. So if you think about it, if your insulin level is high, your body's just concentrating on metabolizing or getting rid of the sugar, right? So how can it get rid of the fat? How can it build muscle? So just remember, if your insulin level is high, that's not good. You want it to be lower over time.
We, you know, there are some things that are very obvious. You know, fast foods will make you put on weight.
Very obvious to us, but yeah, maybe not to everyone.
Yes, so fast foods will make you put on weight and so on. So why is that the case? Dr. Jenny, maybe you can explain.
I think you'll, again, probably the majority of our podcasts are about what to eat and what not to eat. So we'll just give kind of a general overview. But I think one of the main points we always want to get across is that fat is not good for you, especially saturated fats or the bad fats, mostly fats that come from animal sources, whether it's meat or eggs or dairy, are particularly not good for you. And that's basically found in all fast foods, right? So even if you get something vegetarian, it's still fried in oil that might be... palm oil, which also is not good for the environment. But another thing to think of, even if you get something vegan from a fast food restaurant, something like French fries, basically that's oil plus a starchy carb. That's not a great combo. So even people that are vegan... starchy carb or refined carb like flour, white flour or sugar, plus oil is not a good combination.
You mean I should not have pakoras? That's like besan. Besan is good, right? No?
Besan is great in a besan chila or you can make actually delicious savory kind of baked goods with besan. But when you fry it, not fabulous. Of course, we're not going to say never have it. Have it as a snack every once in a while as a special treat, but maybe not every day.
So that is as far as what not to eat. And before we get to what to eat...
Wait, can I interrupt? Can I use your own words?
Yeah, sure.
Always think of Ajoy's words when you're thinking about, in general, what's good or better for you to eat and what's not good. Eat things that come from a plant that are not created in a plant. Created in plant meaning processed and with all additives and preservatives added. Those are in general bad and should be limited. And then things that are plant-based or whole food plant-based that have not been processed. So obviously fruits, vegetables, grains, legumes, and the like, and water.
So I have to make one small correction. Oh. This is, you know, I'm standing on the shoulders of giants. These are not my words. They really are not.
Sorry. It's your favorite quote, even it doesn't have
quote.
To be your
It's
words.
My favorite quote, but these are not truly, you know, I mean, I copied these words, but I love them because it really describes what you should really be eating on a day-to-day basis. So now we talked about what not to eat. How about before we get to what to eat, we want to describe the difference between the kind of things that, you know, are available in fast food restaurants and you know, oily, greasy foods that have this component and plant-based foods don't have that component, which is?
Fiber?
Calorie?
No. Calorie
density. Fiber also, fiber maybe, but calorie density.
So is what? Calorie density.
Yeah,
yes, let's talk about calorie density. Yes. Let's talk about that.
So people are forgetting the outline here, but
people.
Calorie density.
So calorie density, density is, I guess, when going back to physics or, I don't know, some basic science that I've forgotten. Do you want to explain exactly what density okay. is? Because I will not do it correctly.
Density is when
things are close together.
Some things are closer together. Yeah. So, for example, air molecules are less dense, therefore we barely see air. But water molecules are closer together, therefore we see water. We see solids because their molecules are even closer, even more dense, right? Cotton is less dense as compared to steel. So that's calories, when you pack in a small container, like a piece of fried chicken, you can have like, I don't know, 500 calories in a small piece of chicken.
Yes.
Teeny tiny, like a chicken that can fit on a tablespoon can have 500 calories. Oil in that same tablespoon might have 800 calories. However, you put beans in that calories and you will have maybe 40 calories.
When thinking about calorie density, there's a famous picture of human stomachs, I think 5 of them.
We have it in our blog.
And it's been in our other videos, it's in our blog. It shows the calorie density of common food. So at the lowest end, that has the most dense, most calories in the smallest amount of oils, butters, cream. That's the most calorie dense. And then you work your way up to the least calorie dense, which are fruits and vegetables. In the middle, there are dairy products, mm-hmm. there are meats, and they kind of lead up. And you can see all the different stomachs. So basically, your stomach is just filled up a tiny bit with oils, whereas it's basically entirely full with fruits and vegetables, which means, getting back to my cucumber comment earlier, it's very difficult to gain weight if you're only eating fruits and vegetables. Very, very difficult because of other things that we'll talk about shortly, but also because of the calorie density. You can eat a huge amount of straight up fruits and vegetables and get the same amount of calories as you get in a tiny amount of oil or meat.
We explained calorie density. So what should the listener be looking for in terms of eating? I know we talk a lot about what we prefer to eat, and I think a lot of our listeners might already know this, so it's a foregone conclusion. However, there may be new listeners or others that are not yet convinced about what they should be eating and what they should be eating in. They can even eat in large quantities to lose weight, correct? Am I correct in that?
So yeah, I mean, I kind of alluded to this before, but eating more plant-based foods, more unrefined foods, so basically something you can pick from a garden or get from the farm, something that you can get from your local grocery store that is has not been changed at all. It's in its original form, so whole beans, whole grains, that sort of thing. I mean, that goes to the calorie density, and it also speaks to something that we'll talk about in an upcoming podcast about fiber. So you get more plants, more whole grains, more water, which goes along with the fiber. Those are kind of our general thing. You notice one thing that we're not saying is massive amounts of protein. Mm. That's also something for another, we'll explain why in other podcasts, but you do not need to eat 1 gram of protein per kilo or all these equations that you hear about or read about. Your body does not need that much protein, significantly less than previously thought. Yeah. There's no such thing as protein deficiency. We could go on and on.
Yeah, and I just want to reemphasize that part. Whenever you see these media things that say, oh, you have to have this much protein per gram and all, it's absolute nonsense. We have clear-cut medical evidence against it. So you do not need that. Moving on. Before we move on, we should talk about the fact that nuts and seeds are calorie dense.
Yes.
Right? And yet we say eat nuts and seeds, right?
Yes, I guess that is true. All right. So I suppose the nuts and seeds phenomenon is somewhat of an exception to my pictures of the stomach rule. What you have to remember about nuts and seeds is that, yes, they are more calorie dense. However, in our opinion, the amount of benefit you get from eating them is worth it. So, I mean, again, we could probably have a whole podcast dedicated to nuts and seeds. In fact, maybe we should have a whole podcast dedicated to nuts and seeds, because I think they're very underestimated in how important and how delicious they are. Anyway, vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, good fats that boost your memory and protect your heart and protect your brain. So many benefits in nuts and seeds. Of course, I would say we don't want you eating, you know, a whole jar of peanuts or a whole, you know, kilo of almonds. That is a lot of fat and a lot of calories that could be used to, you know, have some good veggies or some good fruit instead. So we don't want you to fill yourself up on that and then not get other other meal components in. However, absolutely a handful or two of nuts or seeds a day is super, super beneficial. And that's one calorie-dense food where we encourage you to have, actually. So speaking of what not to eat, and this may be controversial, keto. Keto is all over the news.
Controversial.
All over the news, all over the celebrities. Everyone's doing keto and everyone is skinny and going to the beach. Yes, we will not deny that keto works. Absolutely, you will lose weight with keto. And this is we could do a myriad of podcasts just on keto. Yes, it works. Absolutely works. And actually, the keto diet was actually invented, or I guess happened upon, as a cure for certain childhood seizure disorders. Mm. So keto has a place, and it works for that. However, keto for weight loss, again, although it works, comes at quite a cost. And we could go on about this forever, but just briefly, in general, the keto diet has too much protein, too much fat, too much cholesterol for a human body to handle over a long period of time. Sometimes short-term keto can be okay, and we'll talk about that later, but just think about if you're doing a keto diet, the long-term effects of a keto diet.
Actually, you say long-term, but even short to mid-term, there have been, and anybody interested in these studies, please contact me and I can bombard you with them. There are clear-cut studies that are showing cause and effect, meaning somebody started keto and they got heart attacks. There is very strong evidence.
Dr. Atkins, anyone?
Was he keto?
Was very high protein and
fat. Yeah. So anybody, you know, so what she's referring to is the person, gentleman who started this high fat, low carb diet, Dr. Atkinson. He actually died of
a
massive heart attack because he was on his own diet and was he also overweight?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
About
so anyway,
that.
The point is that we recommend things that are working for us. And we see evidence in the medical journal, and that's what we think that you should be on. That's as simple as that. Keto is not something that you should be on. If you are on it, we would highly recommend as soon as possible get off it, because we don't want you to have any heart issues. We don't want you to have any other neurological issues and so on and so forth, but mainly heart issues, and can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah, and we can help you transition from a keto diet to a healthier diet, definitely. Yeah. And it's sometimes difficult to straight come off a keto diet cold turkey, so we can talk about how to safely transition.
Yeah. So going on to the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after calorie density, we should talk about, you did mention water. How about liquid? Like, what do we drink? I mean, what do I have here? And I have an insect in my coffee.
There's some. That's not vegetarian.
Okay. What should our listeners be thinking in terms of drinking? What do we drink and what do we recommend people drink? Oh, yeah, I drink a lot of whiskey, but don't drink it. No, just kidding. I don't drink whiskey.
So I guess the most important thing to drink is water. And I think that seems kind of obvious, but if you look at, did I say this? I do a lot of this plus this equals love.
No.
And I've probably done this before, but water plus fiber equals love. And I feel like I have done that
You've
before.
You've done that in the fiber
But I've
series.
Just recreated it again. If you eat a lot of fiber, which is excellent for you, and we'll talk about why later, or later on in another podcast, it's really useless if you don't drink water to kind of bind to it and, you know, wash it away, essentially. So water is super important for that aspect and for the weight loss aspect. Also, just simply, if you know, the good thing about water is it's very, very difficult to drink too much water. That can be dangerous. Like, I mean, I'm talking liters and liters and liters and liters. Like, you would have to dedicate your whole day to drinking water to overdose, quote unquote, on water. But water itself actually fills up your stomach. So there is a study in somewhere in Europe, maybe Scandinavia, where the subjects drank 500 mLs, which is about a 16.9 ounce bottle of water. They drank that immediately before eating, and it temporarily fills your stomach. So it's almost like a band on your stomach. So if water is here, sorry, if you're not actually looking at me, just think of your stomach being filled up halfway with water. There's less room for food, right? So you end up eating less food. You're more satiated, and then it's good for your insides also. So water, absolutely. We recommend at least 2 to 3 liters of water per day. Getting back to just drinks in general, I'm not sure where I heard this, but I think it's a good rule of thumb. Don't drink your calories. So you can get a ton of empty calories in drinks. You know, soda, of course, is soda or soda pop is a ton of calories in just a small amount. Also, you know, artificially made, calorie dense. And Ajoy mentioned earlier about diet soda. You might think, oh, it says 0 calories on the can, right? But he talked about insulin, and it's true. Your body perceives that you're drinking something sweet, so it still spikes your insulin level. And remember, if your insulin level is up, you're only looking, your body's only working on the sugar, and it's not working on digesting fat and reducing inflammation. So diet soda is honestly worse, we think, than regular soda, because it's basically just chemicals also. And then, of course, other, you know, other drinks like alcoholic beverages, beer, wine, hard liquor, those are have a lot of calories in them, and we recommend them only in moderation, just like having maybe with a pakora or something on a special occasion. One thing to think about, which I think we're a little conflicted about, is juice, right? So
yeah, fresh. Let's expand on that, though.
Yeah, fresh squeezed juice, meaning you make it at home or you have someone make it at home for you, it still contains all the fiber. Mm-hmm. So the fiber makes up for the excess calories of juice. And remember, it's natural sugars. It's not processed. It came directly from that orange or directly from
and
that.
And it has sucrose and fructose. So fructose is not as...
You want to talk about that?
It's not as... I mean, sucrose is the one that is really... Sucrose equals... It's just a scientific term for sugar. And fructose is a sugar that's found only in fruits. That fructose is not really beneficial to human beings. But when there is enough fiber, the fructose really cannot do much damage to the system. The main damage comes from sucrose. So when you have fresh juice that has enough fiber, fructose is not just fructose is negated, but even the sucrose that you've had there is negated quite a bit. And those juices, if you notice, if you don't add any sugar, they're not very sickly sweet. They're sweet, but not sickly sweet. That's exactly how nature intended. We should be able to have them.
I'm going to pop in here.
Yeah.
Sorry. For our Indian audience and anyone else that is lucky enough, crop fruit and fresh fruit year round like we are, when you go to a juice wala or get fresh juice from the street vendors or a restaurant, say no sugar. I think they inherently add sugar, mm-hmm. right? So if you get that juice without sugar, it's actually very healthy. But if they add sugar to make it sweet, two things will happen. One is you get extra calories, and also your tongue and taste buds get used to having that super sweet juice, and then you'll crave it. So
one thing we've not talked about, since you mentioned our Indian audience, we have not mentioned any of the typical desi drinks that we have. Maybe we should make a mention of those, and also a special mention of some other dairy drinks that people consume. So let me start with the latter, which is the dairy part. People think that, oh, you know, it's just lassi or it's just chas. Chas is good for digestion. So, oh, after my dinner, I'm going to have some chas. We're just talking strictly medical science, okay? So have chas once in a while. I mean, if I am in Gujarat and if there's some really nice chas, I will have it. You know, if there's some kokum sharbat, do they add milk to it or lassi? No, okay. Kokum sharbat is fine.
Without a lot of sugar.
Yeah. Or kokum, what is it called? I forget the name. It'll come to me. The kokum.
The savory one.
Yeah. Anyway. So any of the lassis, the chasses, and all these things that have some dairy in it, try to avoid it. Only because you can get the probiotics that you are used to getting digestion, you know, issues resolved thanks to chas can be obtained in many, many other ways. You really don't need that. Now, maybe, I was going to expand on the non-sweet drinks, but for the, especially the Indian audience or the ones that are very familiar with the Indian drinks, perhaps you can expand on some of those. Jaljeera, fresh lime soda, and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, here's another opportunity to kind of modify your drink if you're ordering it at a restaurant. So when you get...
And by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt. We have a cheat sheet that you can get on our website. If you do our quiz, it'll send you the cheat sheet on how to eat and drink healthy in a restaurant.
To be a ninja.
Yeah. Okay.
when we go out, if we don't feel like having just water, what we usually order is a fresh lime soda. I get mine just salted. So it's basically lime juice, limbu juice, soda water, and a little bit of salt and some masalas. So that has zero sugar, but you still feel like you're having something different than just plain water. Ajoy gets it mixed, so it does have a little bit of sugar, but it's such a minuscule amount. Overall, it's fine. Speaking of soda, for me, a former and mostly recovering soda addict, what I do is have soda water, club soda, just plain club soda I love, but you can also get more and more. You can get these flavored sodas. They do not have sugar. It's just the flavoring. So this is guava flavored, but you can get, our kids love cherry flavored. You can get lemon flavored. I mean, you can get all sorts of flavored sodas. So you still feel like you're having something different than plain water, but your body doesn't have to worry about burning the excess sugar.
Two tips in that I just want to mention. One is make sure that these are natural flavors and not artificial flavors. Artificial flavors are really bad for you. Number two, these can get expensive. So, you know, we have to keep that in mind. So you can't, you know, drink every willy-nilly every day, have cherry flavored water. Just open the tap, get some water. It's cheap.
Of course. Yeah. This is just for a special occasion.
Okay, yes. So we've like beaten the food and drink issue to death. Now, should we move on to another thing that we hear quite often?
Oh, I want to go back to something. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine.
Talking about don't drink your calories. A lot of our patients now and in the past, if you just make one small, I mean, we recommend making one small change at a time, but the simple change, and studies have shown this, of stopping soda. Yeah. Simple change, that's the only change. Yeah. No exercise, no other dietary changes, nothing.
Yeah.
You lose 10 to 20 kilos a year. So that's
but you
huge.
Still have not talked about the fastest way to lose weight yet, right? We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, yes. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But that's also a fast way to lose weight.
Yes, it is. It is, because all you're doing is just skipping soda. And, you know, maybe as a transition, you can drink these carbonated water with some fruit flavoring in it, natural fruit flavoring.
Lemon.
Or Indians, of course, we can have fresh lime soda till the cows come home. That's there. That's a great one. So I think, are we done with the food and drink? Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening today. We're excited to continue our series very shortly with part two of this episode. Looking forward to seeing you then.
We really hope you enjoyed our conversation. Can you think about one thing or an idea that you can start to introduce into your own life that will help make your life healthier and less stressful?
If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd really appreciate it if you can take a few seconds to share the podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much for listening.
And always remember, your health is literally in your own hands. Making lifestyle changes is not an easy task, but we promise you will be aptly rewarded with a long, healthy, and disease-free life.